In Canada, health officials have reported 13 deaths and more than 300 probable or suspected cases of SARS. In an effort to stop the spread of the infectious respiratory disease, Ontario health officials have taken an unusual step. They've asked churches to change centuries-old rituals starting this Easter weekend. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
In Toronto, 29 members of a close-knit Roman Catholic prayer group and a doctor who treated them were identified this week as either probable or suspected SARS cases, meaning they had symptoms ranging from fever to respiratory problems to full-blown pneumonia. And all 500 members of this group, called the BLD Covenant Community, have been quarantined in their homes until next week. John Leatherby, a spokesman for the Ontario Ministry of Health, says that got officials thinking about how religious practices might result in the spread of SARS, especially practices common among Catholics and Episcopalians, which require physical contact and communal drinking. So Leatherby says health officials advised worshipers that some of these rituals may be risky.
We're strongly encouraging those kinds of things be suspended, at least while SARS is still with us.
To Catholics and Episcopalians, these solemn communion rituals are an integral part of the service. The communal bread and wine represent the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Still, Catholic Church officials agreed they would adjust their services. Suzanne Scorsone, a spokesman for the Archdiocese in Toronto, reads a list of changes sent to pastors and mandated by the Cardinal.
The faithful are to receive the body of Christ, the consecrated bread, in the hand, not on the tongue. Communion from the cup for the faithful is suspended for the time being.
Other changes. Confessions will be heard outside of enclosed confessional booths. Parishioners will bow or smile, but not shake hands when offering a sign of peace. And they'll be told not to kiss the crucifix, a Good Friday tradition. Marie Eileen McCabe says she listened to the list of changes read in Mass this week and supports them.
That doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I think most people are happy about that.
McCabe is worshipped at Our Lady of Assumption Catholic Church in Toronto for 40 years. She's a Eucharistic minister and says usually just a few elderly parishioners take communion on the tongue. And regarding the communal wine,
I don't think they would have taken it at this stage here. There's quite a lot of paranoia.
McCabe says parishioners are worried about contracting SARS. The 500 members of the Catholic prayer group that's been quarantined usually meet in the church's hall on Friday evenings. McCabe says hundreds of parishioners have called the church office asking if it's safe to come to Mass. Toronto's Anglican officials at first said they would not follow the health ministry's guidelines. Church articles state the congregation shouldn't be denied the communion chalice. But they've now changed their stance given the public health emergency. Jagcar Locke, who will be attending Easter services with her family at St. George the Martyr Anglican Church, says she feels a sense of loss.
Since I was confirmed as a 13-year-old, communion has involved bread and wine. When that's modified and part of that's taken away, it will feel incomplete.
Church leaders of all denominations are urging residents in quarantine not to attend church services, even though it's Easter. The pastor of the First Filipino Baptist Church in Toronto told his parishioners, Canada's health officials are also ministers of the Lord. And he said, defying their orders to remain in quarantine is tantamount to defying God. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.